The feast that we celebrate today is an interesting feast. It's certainly a saint that is popular in some countries, but it's not very well known in this country because, one, she died in the year 226, and that is a long time ago, almost 2,000 years ago. And then on top of that, she was a relatively minor saint, if there is such a thing. St. Martina, virgin and martyr. St. Martina, who was very well known for fighting demons, was the daughter of a family, a noble Roman family, a very wealthy Roman family, whose hand was sought by many wealthy young men of good families of Rome. Nevertheless, she had accepted the Holy Catholic faith and had given to Christ her virginity. Her whole life was his. And of course, this is what we see in the lesson from the book of Ecclesiasticus. But the lesson from Ecclesiasticus also speaks about that which was to happen to her when she refused to accept the hands of marriage of those wealthy young men. And also, the emperor found out who she was and that she was giving away lots of money to the poor. They didn't like that. And so they drew the conclusion, which was the true conclusion, that she was a Christian, a Catholic. And so she was brought in, and she refused to give up her Catholic faith, something which it would be nice if many people in this day and age would remember how many martyrs have suffered for the Catholic faith, which they so readily run away from and hide from. Of course, they can't hide forever. They will be like the 10 foolish virgins in the gospel. They will have to give an account for themselves. And when they go to appear at the door of heaven, they would say, "Lord, Lord, let us in." And he says, "I swear to you, I do not know you. Be gone." So many people are in that bag. And they do it willingly, for nothing. Well, St. Martina did not do this. And so she was condemned to be, first of all, eaten by the beasts in the Colosseum. And the beasts came up to her, and they licked her, and they loved her, and they would not touch her. So the emperor had her taken out, and then she was condemned to be burnt in the fire. And when she was thrown in the fire, like the three young men in the book of St. Daniel, the fire went out and would not harm her. And so finally, he condemned her to be beheaded. Now, her body, along with many other companions, there were many others who suffered with her. She was the principal one of today's feast, but she was not the only one that was martyred on that occasion. And so they were all buried together with her in what was to be known later on as a little church in the Colosseum. Not in the Colosseum, across the street from the Colosseum, in the Roman Forum, the principal Roman Forum, right across the street from the Mamertine prison, where St. Peter and St. Paul were held before they were executed. The Mamertine prison, which is still there, one can still visit and go down or look down from a hole to where they were kept captive and where their food was thrown to them down there in the dungeons through a little hole, a porthole. Anyway, right across the street from there is, to this day, a little church. Now, St. Martina was sacrificed under Pope St. Urban I, who was also a martyr. This was, like I said, around the year 226. And her tomb, it happened, and a church was built there, which was under her title, the Church of St. Martina. Still there. And then, but they forgot where her relics were. They didn't think to look underneath the church, but in the time of Pope Urban VIII, who did a lot for the canonization of saints and promulgated the particular laws which still govern, the principal laws which still govern the canonization of saints, it was in his reign that her relics and the relics of her companions were found. And of course, they're still there. They're venerated. And many, many people go there and venerate St. Martina, the Virgin and the Martyr. Now, in recent years, I would say in the last 10 or 15 years, her church was famous because, not of a good thing in a sense, but some roofing company was hired to put a new roof on the church, the little basilica, and a beautiful new roof. And lo and behold, right before a wedding, because it is mostly a wedding chapel, it's not a parish, right before a wedding, the roof collapsed. Luckily, nobody was there. And of course, it was a big to-do because his company had put in a very expensive new roof. So there's thieves in Rome, just as in Pensacola or just as in anywhere else. And so it was famous because the roof collapsed. But through the intercession of the Blessed Mother and of St. Joseph, carpenter, and of St. Martina and her companions, nobody was hurt. And of course, it's been re-roofed, and the beautiful little church, which is one of the little jewels of Rome and of the Roman Forum, is still there, where weddings are celebrated, especially in the spring and in the summer. And so today we call upon the likes of St. Martina, Virgin and Martyr, that she may give us strength, and that we may not be like the foolish virgins and go unprepared to our judgment, but that we may go like the footless, the wise virgins, who had oil enough in their lamps and in their flasks to last until the groom came. No one knows when the groom is coming, and so we have to be prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.